Donna Brown and Julie Bell are the wives that kicked their husbands out of the house for a year. They're also the authors of The Scorecard, How to Fix Your Man in 1 Year or Less. And Jeff Gardier is a psychologist. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
So, okay, so you guys decide to kick your husbands out of the house for a year. Did they go willingly?
At that point, they did.
Why?
I think that we had gotten to a point in our relationship where things were so broken mm-hmm. that we felt rather hopeless and didn't know how we were going to move forward in any other way.
Now, Julie, you kicked your husband Phil out of the house because you were the only one working, and he spent his nights out drinking. And so why did you decide you could save this thing?
So we actually did not kick our husbands out as a form of negotiation. We kicked our husbands out because we didn't think it was repairable, and it was in that absence of having them in the home with us mm-hmm. that we were able to really separate ourselves from it.
So you didn't think they were coming back?
That's right.
You said, boom, out. And in hindsight, you think that was the best thing you could do?
Absolutely.
I think it was the only thing that we could do, because until we started thinking with a level of clarity about what we wanted and what we needed, which is sort of the starting place for the scorecard, mm-hmm. we were really unable to separate what was going on from a real plan to move forward.
So in a sense, you're saying you were willing to go all the way in that you were thinking they weren't coming back anyway, so you were starting from a zero balance sheet.
That's exactly. Right. Exactly.
All right. Jeff, is this a good plan for people to do?
I think in this particular case, it was a good plan, because sometimes men or a woman in that case, they're unable to change unless they feel they're about to lose everything. But I caution folks, if you're going to kick your guy to the curb, do it only if it's a situation that's not repairable, as in this particular case, or there are issues of domestic violence or drug abuse or incest where there is danger to the family.
Okay, let's say there are none of those issues. Can you change somebody?
I think you can change someone, but you have to be willing, as you heard in some of the interviews, you have to be willing to make some changes yourself. Mm-hmm. And if your guy sees that you're willing to do that, then that is, I think, the impetus for you to make some changes.
You've got some tips. Identify the specific problems.
Exactly. If you don't do that right away, you kind of wallow into what the problems are, and then you kind of just lose focus. So it's important mm-hmm. to know exactly what needs to be changed.
And determine the cause of the negative behavior?
Too often we think that our guys are just bad, or they just want to sabotage our relationships. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are root problems, root causes to many of these problems, and sometimes you may need some professional help.
And something that the both of you were willing to accept part of your responsibility for the dysfunction in the relationship.
Exactly. I think that when you're in it, it's hard to see clearly. And one of the things that Dave talked about in the earlier segment was that we had really stopped communicating over mm-hmm. time. It was so broken that we weren't. And, you know, even for me, who considers herself to be a pretty good communicator, we were not communicating effectively.
And you also feel, Jeff, that you should enter into a quid pro quo informal contract.
What
do you mean by
that?
Like,
if you do for me, I'll do for you. In other words, you make some changes, I'll take a look at where I need to make some changes. Let's come up with some group decisions. And what that gives us, the most important thing about a relationship, it's about compromise.
Right.
And yes, in compromise, change is good. And that's one of the things that these ladies talk about in their book that I read, by the way.
So you say your husband's changed. Did you guys change too?
Absolutely. I think that one great example is in communication, that, you know, when I was going to work, I was putting my best foot forward at the office, but not at home. And I was treating my coworkers better than I treat my spouse. And that's just one of the small tips that we have in the book.
It's one of our golden rules.
All right. Well, the book is called The Scorecard, How to Fix Your Man in 1 Year or Less. Donna Brown, Julie Bell, Jeff Gardier, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Good advice.